and welcome into this edition of the JMAC Update. I'm so glad that you are with us today. Unfortunately, we're going to have a discussion about a teacher. And the reason I say unfortunately, for several reasons. One, it seems like our teachers don't get a lot of credit, and we don't talk about them until something is wrong. And I'm guilty of that as well. And the majority of the teachers go through their daily lives and they do the right things and they do their level best to raise our children and to teach our children. So let's start off with that. But this is a video recording. It's made its way all the way around the media here in the state of Utah. I wouldn't be surprised if it makes it to the national level. And this teacher has been put on leave after a student recorded her rant, her tirade. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the thing for you, all that I could find on Facebook where it was originally posted. And I'm going to stop it as we go along, and I'm going to respond to whether or not this behavior is appropriate. And on that Facebook page and on other comments, I'm seeing demands that she be terminated. And I would like to know from you in the comments, do you think that she should be terminated? And we'll talk about this live Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you join me on Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn or wherever else, you can chime in live and we can have a real-time in-person discussion. This is apparently the first day of school, so this is the teacher getting to know the students, and she's kind of laying down the law a little bit. And at first, she's talking about COVID and vaccinations, and I don't have a lot of problem with where she starts. It's where she ends up that is highly problematic.
I'll straight up call it out. I'm like so over it. Okay. Okay, well, I would be super proud of you if you chose to get the vaccine. But, yeah. Yeah. We'll just keep getting Delta. We'll just keep getting variants over and over and over until people get vaccinated. It's never.
So up to this point, you can hear a couple of questions going on in the background. You hear one student ask, are you a liberal? And the teacher makes a comment, I would really appreciate you if you got the vaccine. She's also talking about how the vaccine will continue to mutate. These are all arguments that I've made. I don't necessarily have a problem with this discussion being had in the classroom. Everything she's talking about has been recommended by the state epidemiologists, by the CDC. And is this like a get to know you session in the classroom? Is this a science class? I think that bears impact. I don't know. Trying to figure out what kind of class it is based upon the images on the wall. It didn't say in the Facebook post. So you can let me know in the comments. But this part of the discussion, yeah, I'm okay with it, but it doesn't stop there.
Going to end. Exactly. It could end in 5 seconds if people would get vaccinated.
Can I also just say, are we still not aware that somebody could be recording at any time? Are we still not in that place where we just assume? I mean, I think in a general rule, please, everybody assume you're being recorded all the time and act accordingly. In today's world, that's just the way it is.
Yes. I hate Donald Trump. Mm. I'm going to say it. I don't care what y'all think. Trump sucks.
This is a
sexual predator. He's a literal moron.
This is a chemistry class.
Go tattle on me to the freaking admin. They don't give a crap.
Okay, it sounds like from the comments, this is a chemistry class. I'm just, as I hear this in my headphones, I'm hearing some of the other comments from the students. And you heard one student say, what's wrong with Trump? I don't have a problem. In a chemistry class, I don't think there's space for this. But if this was a political class and there was a discussion about Trump, I wouldn't have a problem with the teacher saying, I dislike Trump and here's why, and keeping it within the framework of a political discussion. But she's not doing that. She says she hates him. I don't care what you think. She calls him a sexual predator. And she doesn't care what because one of the students says, you know, we could tell the faculty what you think or the staff. And she's like, I don't care about that. This, to you know me, and you know how I hate how we've all fallen prey to the character assassination and all of these other things that I'm trying to weed out of our society. And this teacher is playing into all of them. I think there are and should be appropriate places in a classroom where there are political discussions and where a teacher can say what they feel. But this teacher expressing it in this way is not appropriate. It is not productive. There is no give and take, and that's problematic for me. Now, if it's a chemistry class and they want to talk about COVID, that seems appropriate, maybe. It's been a long time since I've been in a chemistry class. Wait, let me think. Have I ever been in a chemistry class? No, I haven't. So maybe I'm not the one to ask what's appropriate. But she's completely out of line here, completely out of line in the way that she has addressed her feelings for Trump.
Yes. No, he is not.
What are you talking about?
How do you turn off the Fox News? Do your parents listen to Fox News? So what? This is my classroom, and if you guys are going to put me at risk, you're going to hear about it. Because I have to be here. I don't have to be happy about the fact that there's kids coming in here with their variants that could possibly get me or my family sick.
Okay, so now she's back to COVID. And again, she's making a point. And now, how she's making the point? Terrible. Terrible. But if you're a teacher and you want to express to these students that their choices reach far beyond just themselves, and that as a teacher, she is subject to their choices. Man, there's a right way to do that. This ain't it, but there is a right way to do that. And what she's done is she's created this completely adversarial relationship. There are clearly Trump supporters in the room. There are clearly people in the room who are concerned about the vaccine. And instead of engaging in any type of productive discussion, she's assaulting them. That's what she's doing. She's assaulting them. She's assaulted Trump. She's assaulted Fox News. And get ready, she's about to assault their parents too.
Rude. And I'm not going to pretend like it's not. So don't ask me to.
You have all the right.
That's damn right. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to lie. If you ask me a legit question, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it either. Because y'all need to hear the truth.
Hey, I 100% agree. You have opinions. I'm also just a dummy.
You don't have to be, though. That's the thing. Most of y'all parents are dumber than you. I'm going to say that out loud. My parents are freaking dumb. Okay? And the minute I figured that out, the world opens up. You don't have to do everything your parents say, and you don't have to believe everything your parents believe, because most likely you're smarter than them.
I wonder if her parents are going to hear this. I wonder if she's said these words to mom and dad. She's just created this adversarial situation, and she's also falling prey to something that happens. She's trying to be cool. She's trying to be woke. she's trying to, you know, she's talking in terminology that she thinks these kids will understand. But all she's doing is she's inflaming. And what does she think that students are going to come do when they go home to their parents and they say, oh, and by the way, my teacher said you're dumb and I'm smarter than you and I don't have to listen to you. I mean, what is the value here of anything that she's doing? She's inflaming. She's doing everything that we should be chasing away from our society. She's using tactics that politicians use. And if you're going to try and teach something, then at least do it in a way you can teach. But destroying kids' faith in their parents, attacking them for their beliefs, because the extension of what she's saying is that if you believe anything your parents say, then you're stupid too. In fact, her entire message is that if you disagree with me, you're stupid too. This is not a classroom where I think much is being learned, to be honest with you. Now, maybe she's just on her opening day monologue. And the rest of the year, she addresses these kids at a level where they're not stupid if they disagree with her. They can be taught critical thinking because that's not what's happening here. And if you have a disagreement, you can teach and train and guide on how to have a disagreement. I had one of my favorite teachers ever. His name was Mr. Sims. He's the only teacher who I remember his name. And he was a social studies teacher, and he loved the disagreement. In fact, he would tell us if we were good during the week that we could spend all class Friday doing a thought question. And we loved the thought question because it was a question about morals or politics or something else. And he created an environment where it was safe to disagree and where he could help each side see the viewpoint of each side. It is perhaps where the beginning for me started of critical thinking and looking at both sides. He changed me in dramatic ways. He never once said my parents were stupid. He never once said, I don't care what you think. This is what I think, and that's all that matters. I mean, just from a purely adult to student or mentor to student perspective, this behavior from this teacher is outrageous. It's outrageous. It's counterproductive. It doesn't serve any purpose than maybe her trying to say, look how cool I am because I'm willing to say controversial things. And I think it's sad. I think it's sad. I think it's sad when our politicians do it. I think it's sad when any adults engage in it.
Well, my parents are genius, I'm the idiot of the family. Like 110%.
Can I believe what I want?
You can believe what you want to believe, but keep it quiet in here because I'm probably going to make fun of you.
You hear that? You can believe what you want to believe, but keep it quiet in here because I'm probably going to make fun of you. What is she teaching? And here's the crazy thing is later on, she starts talking about gay rights. And she says, don't you dare make fun of a gay person. You'll hear this. But she literally right here is saying, if you say something I disagree with, I'm going to make fun of you. This is childish. And it's sad because you have a woman of authority who could probably help these kids along. And instead of helping them along, she's calling them stupid. She says, I'm going to make fun of you. It's just sad. I just...
Okay, I'll just say this. Here are the topics that you probably want to avoid in this class. Politics, Which yes. you went into, you asked me.
It's kind of fun to talk about it.
Yeah,
oh, I could go off on it the whole entire class period if you want me to. But I'm not going to because it's chemistry. You need to do chemistry. If you don't believe in climate change, get the hell out.
I'll be dead.
Okay? That's pathetic that you think that. You're the problem with the world. Okay? If you're a homophobe, get out.
Thank you.
Because I am the GSA faculty advisor. I love gay people. All LGBTQIA+ motherfuckers. If you don't like it, get out. If I hear you say a damn word against any of them, I will open a can, and I will make your life a living hell. And they know it. If you say shiz to any LGBTQ kid in the school, I will hear about it, and you will be in trouble.
I think I love you even more.
Hear that student say, I think I love you even more. So if you disagree with her, she's going to make fun of you. But if you make fun of somebody you disagree with, she's going to open up a can of you-know-what on you. It's embarrassing to me when I see adults act like children. And when they adopt policies that they don't want to see adopted for other people. They want you to be understanding of their issues, but they refuse to be understanding of yours. And they're just going to mock you and make fun of you if they disagree. This is sad, and it's not appropriate in a classroom. Again, there's a lot of people who don't think there should be any discussions like this in a classroom. And I think in the right classroom, it depends on the subject matter, with the right teacher, they can be powerful. And it was powerful on me. But in those circumstances, I don't think you should be teaching outcomes of thought. I think you should be teaching critical thinking and how to arrive at those thoughts and how to help others see the perspective of others and the errors of their way. She literally calls one of her students pathetic. This is on day one of your classroom. You're going to call a student pathetic because they disagree with you on something. Whatever you do, don't try and help them. Just tell them if they disagree with you, get the hell out. This is everything that's wrong. This is like a microcosm of everything that's wrong in our society. And, there's a lot of people calling for her termination. She has been suspended. It is always hard for me to call for somebody's job to be taken from them. There are those who just shouldn't teach. Is this a case where she can be reprimanded and taught that these things are not appropriate and just stick to chemistry? I don't know. I will let the district decide. I think parents in general are going to demand that she be terminated. I can just tell you this. This is wrong. It should not be supported. It should not be celebrated. It should not be done. So she either needs to stop or she needs to go. If she would have started her class by saying, okay, this is a chemistry class, and in this class, we're not going to do politics. Okay, fine. Great. We're not going to do social issues. Great. Great. Great guidelines up front. That's not what she did. She basically said, if you ask me about them, I'm going to respond. And if you disagree with my answer, I'm going to make fun of you. I'm going to mock you, and I'm going to tell you to get out. And along the way, I'm going to tell you that your parents are dumb if they disagree with me. It's sad. It's just sad. I'd love to see your comments. Let me know if you think she should be terminated. Again, I really hate to take away somebody's livelihood if I feel like they can be trained or changed. So I'll leave that up to the district. I don't like people calling for my job, and I'm not going to call it for somebody else's job. Parents, you're more invested in this for sure. Please do me a favor and take a minute and become a patron of this broadcast. Take a picture of that flow code that you see on the screen and become a one-time patron or a monthly patron. You can also go to jmcfarland.com and do the same. That's what helps me bring this to you. It does cost money for me to bring this to you and to share this information with you. So if you can help me cover my costs and maybe even a little bit more so that I can focus more on this, I would love that. To all of my patrons, thank you. And I am working on some ways to where you can, and this was a request from one of our patrons, I am working on a way for you to be able to view any of these broadcasts live without seeing any ads. I'd like you to be able to see them live without the ads, but that's a difficult process. So I'm working on that, but that is in the works if you become a patron. With that being said, join me on Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. live. We'll replay this audio from the teacher. We'll get your live feedback, and we'll see what you think. In the meantime, thank you for joining me, and everybody have a wonderful day.